Welcome, everybody, to Reds Ramblings. I have with me today Ashwin from over in India, currently living in Karnataka, originally from Kerala. Ashwin, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hey, guys, my name is Ashwin. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me. This is an honor. Like, being a guest on a podcast is maybe not a dream, but it's fun. It's always fun to be a guest and to talk, just rant and ramble about whatever it is, which is also why I loved your name. I found it very, very interesting. It was very unique too. So I caught on to that first.
Okay,
so I study business in a university in Karnataka, and I play cricket. I want to be a journalist in the future. So that's also why I have my own podcast and like that. So
what's your podcast called?
Oh, it's called Just Baatein, BAATEIN. It means to just talk. So, Baatein is a Hindi word. It's just talk,
Okay, cool. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, we just started a couple of months ago. My friend and I, he's an engineering student. I'm a business student. But we have this love for speaking and information and stuff like that. So, we thought we'd start a blog first. So, both of us are writers too. Mm-hmm. And then we got on to starting a podcast.
Well, that's cool. I know when I started mine, I'm a lot better when it comes to writing. You know, anyone who writes, you sound a lot better. You know, you can pick and choose your words to sound more intelligent. And so my speaking, you know, sometimes my tongue gets ahead of my head, right? So I ramble, I jumble and whatnot. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to do a podcast more of, like, I guess, training. I figure the more I do it, hopefully the better I'll get at it. And for me, like, I'm a lover of history. I've always loved history. So felt, you know, what better way, since I can't go anywhere, to learn about other cultures and other people than to reach out to those people from over there, you know, and get how it is for them, you know, not just what you read in a history book, which was approved by somebody, you know, get it from how it really is from the locals. So I started to do this. First question then I have for you is, what brought you to Karnataka?
Oh, so it's a lot of travel. So my dad kept changing jobs. So we were somewhere in the central part of India, that is Mumbai.
Okay.
And then we lived there for at least my first 5 years of my life. We were there, and then we shifted to Bangalore, which is in Karnataka, which is a metropolitan city. It's called the Silicon Valley of India.
Yes.
So we moved to Bangalore. And I've been here for around 14 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you liking it over there?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's lovely. The kind of people you meet in Bangalore is from everywhere around the country. So not just locals from the particular state, because Bangalore is a metropolitan city. You find people from everywhere. It's not only in India. You find people from the States, Australia, New Zealand. So it's from people everywhere. So that's what's fun about it. That's what makes Bangalore so vibrant.
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of the things I looked at when I pulled up Karnataka, it was, I got the whole Silicon Valley of India. I got that vibe from it. A lot of articles mentioned that. And then when I looked at Kerala, it was more like tropical beaches and, you know, very, very touristy. So it, from at least what was shown, very big difference between Karnataka and Kerala.
Yeah, it is quite a big difference, even culturally, even though we are neighboring states, right? And right next to each other, there is a big difference. Kerala is, I don't particularly know the reason why, but it's called the God's own country. Yeah,
I came across that.
being someone from Kerala, I'm ashamed that I don't know it, but I don't know why it's called that. But yeah, there is a difference. So there's a difference in food, there's a difference in the way people speak. The languages are drastically different.
Oh, yeah.
And the way people dress up, go about their things, it's quite different. It's very, very different.
Yeah, one of the things about the languages that I come across every time I'm doing research on India is that the main language of India is Hindi. And
So here's the thing. So we don't actually have a main language. So this is a political division, right? Because we were supposed to have Hindi as our national language, but some state in our country went against it. I think rightfully so, because our country has a lot more languages than one.
Yeah.
So to make Yeah, so to make one language as the national language. So yeah, you're right. So predominantly there are a lot of Hindi speakers, but there is no main language as such.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying. A lot of people here in America get confused that thinking we have a national language. We don't. You know, yeah, primarily it's English, but there is no national, like in the books. There, we don't have a national language. It's whatever people speak, you know. We got a little bit of everything over here. So, same with you guys,
I
because
honestly didn't know that. I didn't know
really?
that. I honestly thought, because I've seen a lot of videos where they
Yeah.
fight for English speakers in America. So I was naive. At least I
Hey,
learned something.
I get it anytime. Just right now, you know, I'll say in main language in India. I was wrong. So, but yeah, it's definitely a lot of ignorant Americans do think that as well. And that's the part that's it's aggravating to come across because it's not a thing. But for Karnataka, in the books, it says their main language, at least, is pronounced Kannada.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you got it spot
Okay.
on.
Okay. Okay.
Canada,
And that was a new one. I haven't come across that one. I haven't come across in the people I've spoken with about India. I've come across Bengali, Hindi, got English as well thrown in there. And there was one more I don't remember off the top of my head. But so the Kannada is a new one. Is that one that you speak?
Oh, so again, here's the thing. I'm from Kerala as a
Yes.
family, but I've never stayed there for more than 3 4 months. That's usually in my school vacations. So because I stayed the first predominant years of my life in Bombay, and Bombay is a Hindi speaking city, I speak Hindi at home. I don't speak Kannada. I don't. So this language spoken in Kerala is Malayalam. I understand Malayalam. My family speaks Malayalam, except I don't. I speak Hindi. I understand Kannada just because I've lived here for 16 years. But again, I don't speak the language. I'm ashamed, but I don't. It's a tough language to pick up. The only reason I know the Kannada that I know is because of sports. So because I play a lot of sports, I'm involved with a lot of locals too, and that's how I picked up the language.
Do you plan on learning it?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't see a reason why though. So I've been trying to learn my own mother tongue, Malayalam, from the state where I'm from. And I've utterly failed at it, miserably failed at it. So I've given up on that for now. But yeah, Kannada, definitely, because even the university I go to, there are a lot of Kannada speakers around, which even they are shocked that I don't speak the language, even though I've lived in the state for 16 years. But yeah, I've slowly picked it up. I can't speak though, but I can understand quite a bit. I can understand enough to have a conversation with maybe Hindi and English involved, from my part, at least.
I mean, if it gets you by, that definitely is, it's at least something. Because I know I want to learn. I've started taking some Mandarin classes.
Oh, wow.
One of the guys I spoke to from Malaysia, he does some language classes and he's doing Mandarin, so he's helping me out with that. And then I also want to do like Japanese, Spanish. It's, you know, I live here in the States, and that's probably our second biggest language. And I want to do German and Russian as well. I figured those, and as much as I've spoken now to people from India, and I've fallen in love with that country a lot more than I thought I would have.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I should probably add Hindi into it as well, because I think Hindi is also the third or second most spoken language in the world, if I recall. I had
Yeah,
to remember
should
yesterday.
be.
Yeah, it's up. It's
Depending on
way
the
up there.
population of a country.
It's way up there for sure. So I think I should probably add that in there. So what can you tell me are some of the biggest differences you've come to know from Kerala to now living in Karnataka?
So the food is quite different. So a lot of people from Karnataka will disagree with me here, but a lot of food from Kerala is a lot spicier. It's very, very spicy compared to the food in Karnataka. So the food is very different. And it's nice, it's different to an extent where both are arguably the best. Like if you prefer one over the other, it's great. But yeah, the food is quite different. Even the types of festivals celebrated in Kerala and Karnataka. So again, because we have a lot of states, because we have a lot of cultures and traditions, we have a lot of festivals. So we also have state-based festivals, right?
Okay.
So Kerala, not state-based, but yeah, religion-based, but it's predominantly on one state.
Okay. Yeah,
so we have a festival in Kerala where we line up elephants and we pray to them, and it's very festive. There's a world record in Kerala for the highest played band without a microphone.
Okay.
So yeah, so the largest band without a microphone, because you don't need one. You should if you're searching it, you should search. It's called Thrissur Pooram. P-W-O-R-A-M. Yeah, so P-W-O-R-A-M.
Okay.
Kerala. And you'll find what that's about. It's a lot of crowd, it's a lot of excitement, a lot of people jumping around. And there's music, except it's music played from instruments I don't think you'd find in Western countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kerala and Karnataka have this thing where, so Karnataka is, I wouldn't like to say this, but a little more progressed in the state, in this way that it has more resources and economically is doing much better, which is also why Bangalore is in Karnataka and considered the Silicon Valley of India, where IT companies from all around the world come and settle down there. So that way, Karnataka is more progressed than Kerala.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, Kerala is very tropical. It's a lot of forests and beaches and backwaters. It's a beautiful, beautiful state.
Yeah, that's what it definitely looked like. It said they have a lot of tourism over there, and it does look a huge, because it's on the coast, right? It's a huge coastline
exactly.
Or state. So yeah, you would definitely get a whole bunch of beaches and touristy spots. That festival you were speaking of, I got a whole bunch of them pulled up. Can you say it one more time?
So it's called Thrissur. So that's the city name, but Thrissur and Pooram.
You'll find
a lot of elephants with golden faces and people, a lot of people.
All right, I'm about to bring that up here. Okay. Dang. Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly that. Yes.
And all these are elephants?
Yeah, all of them, yeah. So there's a fascinating story, all right? So there are two highly reputed and historic temples which face each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, I think, 10 to 12 elephants lined up across these temples. So they're facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you see these umbrellas on top? So it's like a mini competition of who can get the pretty umbrella. So every now and then they change the umbrellas every 10, 15 minutes. And so the umbrellas vary. So they vary in color, they vary in sizes. So it's not really a competition, but that's what people consider.
Okay.
And it's almost like a face off.
Yeah. What's the little what's the differences between the two temples?
Oh, just different gods.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, go on. No, go on.
Is it, I'm assuming it's friendly. Like, it's not like we're better than
definitely.
You.
Yeah, it's not really a competition, but people just consider it for the sake of it. But it's all fun. It's all friendly.
Yes. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It happens once in a year. But like, so there's a downside, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are animals and we are using them for our own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is it starts late in the afternoon, early afternoon, which means it's throbbing sun.
Yeah,
and they don't get water and food, which means that, they are being used, which is also why there was a problem of not using elephants and all that. But then there's a political side to it because they invest a lot of money in these festivals. So, that's one downside.
I mean, that definitely makes sense. I mean, you got some animals standing out there for hours at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely is. What are some other good ones? Or that's a Kerala one. So what's a Karnataka one festival?
So Karnataka, there's a, I don't exactly know what the name is, but there's a bull race, which is very famous in Karnataka.
Okay.
Again, it happens once in a year, usually around. So this birth of the city, which is, by the way, the 1st of November was the birth of the city. It's called Karnataka Rajyotsava. So
you said the
city
birth?
Was born.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. not the city, sorry, the state was born.
Yes, and Kambala Festival.
Yeah, yes, exactly that. Thank you for telling me. Yeah, that's the bull race. But again, the animals are getting used for. So there's a lot of problems behind this. But yeah, these are the famous festivals that happen.
Yeah, that was one thing I was part of a friend's podcast of mine over here in America. And it's more politically charged, his podcast is. But I got invited on because he did a cultural differences misrepresentation episode. And, you know, I was on to try and bridge some gaps that I've come across in my time speaking with people. And one of them, you know, is like when you look at stuff like this or more, I use the example of like, you know, like those uncontacted tribes in like, you know, the Amazon. Yeah. And whatnot. Mm-hmm. We, and probably even you as an outsider, we can look at some of the stuff that they do and we're like, oh, that's barbaric or that inhumane. Mm-hmm. For them, it's a Tuesday. They don't know anything else. So yeah, have your opinion, but like it's not their fault, essentially. Like that's just how they were raised. That's just how their culture is. Mm-hmm. It's not really our place to say you shouldn't do that when that's all they've known their entire life.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. A lot of people have been born that way, looking at these traditions, festivals go by almost once in a year. So they're waiting for it. Mm. So having that change of, you can't do this, you can't use the animals, you can't do that is something they won't be looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, like for stuff like that, you definitely should protect the animals for sure. And I know over in India, elephant is pretty sacred, correct?
Yeah, elephants, cows.
Yeah.
A lot of animals are pretty sacred. Yeah, because they're all related to gods.
Yeah, so I would assume even if, you know, at the time, those animals might go through a pretty harsh time, at the end of the day, I would assume they're pretty well taken care of. Just my guess.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. There are a lot of states who do take care of them. So even Kerala, there's a national wildlife sanctuary for elephants, and they take care of them. So a lot of states that do, but like every other country, there are places in our country that don't.
That's where
the improvement lies.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But so when you talk about festivals, so we have, so the whole of our country essentially, so Hindus, I'm going to say Hindus in our country essentially celebrate two big festivals, that's Diwali and Holi. So it doesn't matter which state you're from, everyone will celebrate this. Everyone will. And you need to look at this, because so the first festival is Diwali. It's called the Festival of Lights. There's a lot of firecrackers and lots of noise.
Well, you mentioned Holi, and I have talked about Holi before. In my first India episode, a young journalist named Umvesh from Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh, we spoke about Holi. The visuals from that were amazing. So we can definitely, because this one's new, this one, Diwali, I haven't spoken about this one yet. So I'm definitely all for this, and we can jump right into Holi right afterwards. So what is this one for?
So this one is for, so do you know the story of Ramayana? So Ram brought Sita back. So Ram is a god. He brought his wife back from Sri Lanka, essentially, from Sri Lanka, which is our neighboring country. So to celebrate that. So when he brought her back to our own country, brought her back to our own land, everyone welcomed them with lights and a lot of lights, which was supposed to be only diyas, but we also started bursting a lot of crackers. That's the modern way to celebrate Diwali. Lots of crackers, bombs, rockets, different names.
Oh, yeah.
Bombarding names. And lots of noise too. Like that particular night, if you get some sleep, it'll be a shocker.
I mean, look at that. That is gorgeous right there. That's awesome. Yeah. It's like, you know, lights going up in the sky. That's probably an amazing sight to be part of.
Yeah. And that's everywhere around our country. It's just that during that one day. It's 6 to 7 day celebration, but the firecrackers celebrated on one.
Well, that's an firecrackers awesome sight. That is a gorgeous sight for sure. Oh, wow. That's hundred, if not thousands. Definitely got to be thousands. That's insane. That is cool.
By the way, That picture you see is from a state called Punjab. It's the temple is called the Golden Temple.
Yeah, I was was it Karnataka has one, or is it Kerala? I have it pulled up here, I think, or is it the other one? A lot of the temples over there are painted in gold. Let me get out this crap. Hold on. Are essentially gilded in
Yeah,
gold
in gold, yeah,
everywhere.
because yeah, gold in our country is a big deal. If you have a lot of gold, you're very rich.
Yeah,
And
I've
even
never.
during marriages, like every religion, every kind of marriage, we'll have a lot of gold around our necks.
Yeah, I think what was it? This is the temple I came across, Hindu temple in Kerala. That was, I would say, the main thing I have come to love and just appreciate so much since I've been speaking to people from India. It's the architecture. I love art of any kind, and I love sculptures, and the temples, the arch, the intricate, super intricate details. And some of these places just blow my mind, because I like grew up read learning about like Greek history and Roman history. And yeah, those are cool
Right.
little pillars and sculptures of people, but nowhere as intricate and detailed as this stuff. That's amazing to me. That's some wild, wild stuff that I come across that.
Yeah,
That's
a
awesome.
lot of temples in the south especially, they've been built more than 500, 600 years ago.
Yeah.
And imagine, this is 600 years ago, and the architecture and the structure,
Right?
like you said, it's so precise. It's
Yes.
yeah, it's beautiful. And the fact that people, they have the government now, they maintain it, which is great,
Yeah.
to preserve the temples and to make sure they look as great as they were before,
Oh,
which is
yeah,
nice.
because those are like, definitely historical landmarks that should be
Yeah.
preserved and hopefully will be, because I want to visit one day. I know that. I've spoken to too many people now from India where I have to visit at some point.
You should, you definitely should,
I'm
yeah.
gonna visit during the winter months because I'm not a fan of the heat. But
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
but it's definitely on my list for sure. I've been invited. Are you aware of the artist? He's from Mumbai, Aditya Singh.
I don't think so.
Well, he's an art. He's from a. His father is an actor. His who's played in numerous Bollywood movies. His mother is a painter.
What's his name? What's the dad's name?
Let me find that out. But I've spoken to him numerous times. The picture behind me actually is from him. He sent that
Oh,
to
wow.
me. Yeah. Very, very, oh crap. That's not him. Hold on. Well, because Aditya Singh's apparently a pretty common name over there. So I
Yeah,
figured.
they're very, very common, and Singh, every other person
Yeah.
from Punjab or North has Singh in it.
Yeah, so I have to, make sure I get the correct one. I'm just gonna pull this up. But I've spoken to him a few times. This guy right here. And this is from last year.
Oh.
Ba -ba -ba -ba.
I feel like I should be knowing him, but
This doesn't have his father's name, but I know his father is a is an actor who, and again, his mother's a painter, all that kind of good stuff. He's a cool guy though. He is a very, very cool individual, very unique, very obviously. I mean,
yeah, oh, that's
that's some,
beautiful.
that's exactly right. That is some beautiful work. And I think after I spoke with him, I was like, all right, I gotta book a plane ticket at some point and go see that kind of stuff. So you said the food is also very, well, you said Kerala is more spicy, right? And Karnataka is, I guess, more mild. So what is your favorite dish from Kerala?
Oh, so my favorite dish from Kerala would be, have you, I don't know if you have heard, but It's called appam stew. So it's two different dishes. One is appam. It's like a flat bread, except completely white flat bread.
Okay.
And stew is the curry you have appam with. It's all white. Even the stew is white. Everything's white. But yeah, appam stew.
How do you
Appam would
pronounce it?
be APPAM and STEW. Stew.
All right, pulling that up. Let's see what we got here. Oh, that is very white. Oh, that looks like egg yolk, like white egg yolks, and that's bread.
Yeah, it's made of rice. It's rice flour.
Oh, okay. I got you. That is unique. Yeah, that looks like egg
Yeah.
whites to me. And so that's bread, that's rice bread.
Well, maybe, yeah, if you can call it that. You know, idli, there was one page where you looked up idli. That you can call that rice bread. This is almost flattened. So this is very flat. It's nice. Yeah. But you can, yeah, call it rice bread.
One of the ones I spoke to a guy from India yesterday, actually, and he brought up dosa, which is another thin bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so it's almost like it, but it's the way they make it is quite different. So dosa is made on a pan, but appam is again on a pan, but it's a different batter. It's
Yeah,
very different.
this one looks like a crepe, you know, a small thin pancake, in my opinion. But
Yeah, fair
what?
enough. Yeah. But there's a lot of butter used in it. It's a lot more crunchier than a pancake.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it.
Sounds
And you
tastier.
know what? There's a place in Karnataka, it's very famous, well, in Bangalore, where they sell 101 varieties of dosa. And it's not made up varieties, it's real. Like, it's not they just put whatever they want.
Yeah.
These are real varieties of dosa. And there are people lined up every day. Like, not now, obviously, because of Corona and all that, but
Yeah.
usually, if it was a usual business day, there'll be around 100 people just lined up. And it's a small stall, it's not a restaurant, it's a
Yeah.
street side stall. So yeah, you
That's
can have those many types of dosas.
probably where I'm gonna be. When I go, I'm
Yeah.
gonna be lined up with the rest of them. There's a place over here. Well, not where I stay, in the state above me, North Carolina. It's a small little shop, just probably like that one. And they have like a few hundred varieties of cheesecake. And it's
Oh,
amazing.
wow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Me and my wife went and visited last, no, early this year. Early this year, before everything went crazy, if I remember correctly. I won't say February, before everything shut down. And we had like six cheesecakes in our hotel room.
Wow. That is quite ambitious, but good for you.
Because they we were trying to figure out, we were supposed to like get married up there in the mountains. That we ended up getting married, but had to do it in a smaller venue, obviously.
Hey,
But
congratulations, but
thank you,
congrats,
thank
man.
you, thank you. I love it. It's been great.
Was so nonchalant how you just said we wanted to go get married there, but good for you. Well done.
Oh yeah, we made it happen. We made it happen regardless.
That's great.
But yeah, we picked out that spot to try and, you know, cater for the wedding. And so we had I think two cheesecakes picked out. But yeah, it's like they had the just like that place, you know, they have hundreds of very unique but very authentic, I guess, varieties and flavors of cheesecake that, whoo, buddy. Man, they were amazing. They were definitely amazing.
You know, like you said, if I was there, that'll be the place I go to. Because I don't like
Yes.
cakes, but I'm in love with cheesecakes. Like, that's one dessert.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. You take me to that restaurant, I'll bring you over
Oh yeah,
here, and we'll go to
sure.
cheesecake.
Definitely.
Yes. That would
Of
be
course.
great.
Yeah.
So if the white bread is your favorite from Kerala, what is your favorite Karnataka dish?
Right, so I'm gonna get the pronunciation wrong. I might even get the spelling wrong, but it's called puliyogare. It's rice, but again, cooked very differently. But this is rice. These are grains of rice, but cooked differently. So puliyogare would be POLU, maybe puliyogare Karnataka rice. Anything if you can type along the lines of that.
Let's
I'm
see.
sure I even pronounced it wrong.
I think I got it. All right, I'm about to pull it up here in a second. So let me know if this is correct.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, that is it. Yes.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so rice, what else is in here?
So there's different kind of spices. There's peanuts.
Okay.
That's what makes it so unique, because there's so rice gives you maybe softish texture, and then there's peanuts, which is crunchy. But there are a few who make the peanuts very soft and soggy, which I don't really enjoy. But yeah, that's what's so unique about it. And so puliyogre, and there's a thing called lemon rice. These are very, very famous in Karnataka and goes around everywhere. So whichever part of Karnataka you go, you'd find these two dishes. A lot of spice. It has a lot of spice. Yeah.
So no meat in this one?
No, there's no meat in this one. There's no meat in appams too. So here's the thing. A lot of traditional Hindu dishes, at least in India, are vegetarian. There isn't any meat of sorts.
Okay.
But if you look at traditional Muslim dishes in India, or maybe even Christian dishes, that has a lot of meat.
Yes.
So Muslim traditional dishes in India would be biryani. Have you heard of biryani?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Yeah, so the mutton biryani, so it has mutton in it. Mm-hmm. And Christians have, wherever they are from. So yeah, Hindus in India traditionally don't have meat. Unfortunately, but it's true.
Say that again?
It's unfortunate, but
I got you.
Because I eat meat,
yes.
I have to look out for meat. Yeah,
I'm the same way. I don't particularly care for vegetables. I prefer meat and breads. You know, the unhealthy foods, the good foods.
The good foods.
Yes. The individual I spoke with yesterday, Gerald, he's from Pune. And he told me the same thing. He said, you know, even up there in Pune, it's mainly vegetarian stuff. And asked him, you know, why that is. And his reasoning for it was more so because of the workload. Because up there, like Karnataka, it's very IT and computer forward up there. So he said usually the meat dishes are reserved for, you know, the laborers, the people working out in the fields or, you know, construction, stuff like that, for the protein. But if you're, you know, sitting behind a desk, you don't necessarily need all that protein. So the brain food, vegetables, is a reason why, for at least that's one of the reasons he described. But both very, very easily understandable. You know, religion definitely plays a part in people's diets. Same with, you know, work life and everything as well. So very true. Yeah,
but you know, interestingly, I've never heard that before. And I don't know which part of field he works in, but I really haven't heard that before. It's very, very interesting.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does make sense. Exactly. Yeah. I never thought about it. I never thought of it that way. So it does make sense.
Well, I know when me and him ended our show, he's talking about being interested in starting his own podcast. So I told him to let me know whenever he does. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure even after this, I would love to stay in touch with you. And so whenever he gets his rolling, I'll go on his probably, and you guys can network together and bounce ideas and whatnot off each other. I'm sure that would be great. So what have you been outside of India?
Yeah, I've only been to Dubai, the UAE.
Yeah,
I've only been there. My brother's been to England and a lot of places outside, but I've only been to Dubai. My dad's, of course, traveled around because of his work, so that's a given. But I personally have only traveled to the UAE.
What's a country, whenever everything's, you know, gone back to normal, what's a country you would love to visit?
Well, I would love to visit Australia.
Okay.
Only because, have you heard of the sport cricket?
Yes.
So
of course.
It's very famous, and it's the number one sport. As in, not the number one, I'm just being biased, but most of the population plays cricket, if I put it that way.
Yes, cricket is huge in India, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, so Australia has a lot of history, and a lot of the stadiums have museums. And I'm a museum kind of a guy, so I'd love to go to Australia, go to all the museums, and that's why.
Hey, I'm I don't knock it for it. Again, as a lover of history, museums are great. I love them too.
Yeah, they are great.
They are. So where are some misunderstandings you could tell me that you hear about India that you feel are wrong? And you, if you could clear the air.
All right, so I have this habit of going to Omegle and just having fun. Just because, like you said, so you started this podcast to speak better. So I thought might as well do that and a podcast just to see where things go. And that's I don't know if I can describe Omegle. But yeah, that's that. But so one thing I find constantly, it's not bugging, but I understand where it comes from, is that a lot of them think that Indians don't speak English.
Yeah.
Which... Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is not necessarily true because we are the second biggest country according to population, second biggest English speaking population in the world.
Yeah.
So the argument there is that we're also the second largest population in the world. But a lot of people in our country who speak English have qualified from Harvard, one of the best colleges in the world. So yeah, that's, but I don't blame them because a lot of Western shows, mm-hmm. again, even in India, a lot of America is portrayed in a very stereotypical way. I don't blame any country, but really? A lot of Western shows. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so a lot of Western shows. Go on.
Well, I was saying that podcast of my friends I was on, where they invited me for their cultural misunderstandings and whatnot, that he asked me what was the one thing that I've come across that a lot of people don't seem to realize. And that was mine. Language. We think of, there's a fair amount of Americans that believe, again, that English is our national language, which it's not. And that if you look different and you don't speak English, something's wrong with you or you need to get out of the country. But God forbid somebody who looks different speaks English, you get that, okay, but where are you from? You know?
Right.
Yeah. But, no. Mm-hmm. Well, where are you really from? You know, where are your mm-hmm. parents from? And that's stupid. Because if you look at not just India, but majority of countries, because English is so widely used in business and companies, it's mm-hmm. taught. It's taught as a second language to most countries. Like here in the States, I had the option to learn a second language. I didn't have to. And whereas other countries sometimes learn second languages in like earlier years, like kindergarten or, you know, elementary school, at least where I grew up, I didn't get the option until high school. And that's usually not really a thing. So I'm assuming you grew up learning in school Hindi and English pretty much at the same time, correct?
Yeah. Ironically, our first language is English. So in school, a lot of schools have first language English, and second language is the choice of where, if you're the state you're from or the state you are in. So yeah, Hindi went along the way with English, but it stopped after a certain point. So English was throughout. That's the ironic part about it. Even though our country is diverse with so many languages, our first language taught in school is English.
I'm saying, one thing that is grossly misunderstood from a lot of people. And a lot of the countries I've looked at, like I said, I try and set an hour or two before every episode to research and look into stuff of that individual's country, which is why I asked where exactly in India you were from.
Correct.
And a lot of times when you do that, you come across, don't ask them how they know English. You know, it's offensive. Maybe it's a touristy thing and English speaking countries, like I'm going to say America, I'm probably more of an American thing, might go over and like, oh, how do you know English? And person's been learning it since they were a child, just like we did. You know, that is kind of offensive to automatically assume that because they're from another country, they don't know English. It is pretty, it's a very arrogant and ignorant thing to assume. And definitely, I would say the number one misunderstanding I've come across by far.
Yeah, definitely. But also, I look at in their side and think that they aren't all that wrong, because India is a country, like if I'm not from India, I would know that India is a country who they don't actually speak English because that's not their first language.
Yes.
Because they have so many languages across the states and cities and whatever. So I don't necessarily blame them for misunderstanding, but sure, yeah, I feel like most of them need to be open about the fact that different countries have a lot of countries speak English more than
Yeah, I feel it's definitely one of those things that once you hear it, it makes total sense, but you might not know it until it's, you know, presented you. True. It's one of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely agree there. Whenever I come to visit Karnataka, what is the best tour or best place that you feel I should go to?
All right. So I'm not quite sure about the best tourist place to go to, but because I go to a university in Manipal, it's a city in Karnataka again.
Okay.
And it's all right. So two places, two cities you need to visit. It's not a particular destination, but two cities where you can, there are destination in the city. So one is Manipal, which is predominantly filled with students because it's the largest, as the whole city is covered with universities and colleges. But it's a beautiful, beautiful city. The beaches all around, because again, it's near the coast.
Yeah.
And the food is great. It's different kind of people again. It's like a Bangalore, except filled with students because colleges all around. And second is Mysore. And
yes, I've came across that one.
Yeah. And Mysore, the fun fact about Mysore, I think it was last year or last to last year, it was the cleanest city in our whole country.
Really?
Which took us, which took the people outside Mysore by surprise. At least a lot of us were surprised. But yeah, it was the cleanest city in our country. Mysore also has this Mysore Palace.
Yes, I got that one.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
Yeah, one of the articles I came across for Mysore said that it's the second most visited place in India after the Taj Mahal.
Yes, that's completely true. And even after that, it was the cleanest city in our whole country, which is also why it took us by surprise, because it is the second most visited city and cleanest too. So,
well, that's obviously cool. Definitely. Tourism has to be a huge, huge help to India. Because again, like I'm looking, at just this architecture. I could just type in India palaces, India temples, and you see some of the most gorgeous, extremely intricate buildings and sculptures that I've ever seen. Not only just buildings, I know there's a lot of religious statues in India.
A lot of big ones too. Huge, large ones.
Yes, very large. I think it was you guys, I don't know if it's Karnataka or anywhere near, but there's somewhere that has the world's largest that just like opened up not too long ago. If I recall, and I can't type and talk at the same time. This is in India, correct?
Yes, this is in India, but this isn't, he's a political figure.
Yes. But it's currently right now the world's largest statue. And this is that's the Brazil one. That's one in Europe, if I recall. It's us in America. And you got two different Buddhas here. And I know that one's more like gold looking in real life. Because funny enough, me and my son actually watched a YouTube video yesterday of like the 10 largest statues in the world. And he was like, oh, daddy, look at that one. And a lot of them were like various Buddha statues. And he's like, that's the same one. I was like, no, it's the same guy. It's the same person. But it's a different statue in a different part of the country. You know, it's different. Trust me. But it looks alike. I'm like, I know. He's sick. So, you got to help him out sometimes. So what is the hobby like for you over there in India?
My hobbies or people in general?
Well, we'll start with you and then we'll go in general.
All right. So I want to be a journalist. So I read, I write a lot. I at least practice writing, even though it's the most hideous of pieces and articles. I think I'm improving. I might be improving. I don't even know at this point. But I practice a lot. I read, I write. I play sports. I work out. I make sure that my days are packed so that I don't waste time or it doesn't go. It's not unproductive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are my hobbies. But people in general, if someone asked me to describe India in a word or two, I'd say it's vibrant and exciting only because there aren't people sitting around floundering the streets. It's always active, right? And that's one part of our country which is so great. I'm not taking away anything from the rest of the country. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just describing India as it is, that wherever you go, whichever part of the country, whichever tradition, religion, whatever they follow, it's always so exciting. They're always friendly. They're always out there. They're always ready to speak to you. Most of them are at least ready to speak to you. And it's great. You spoke about tourism. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the northeastern part of our country, it's not spoken. So we have a great ads and ambassadors for the northeastern part of our country. But they are called the Seven Sisters, by the way. The northeast part of our country, and that is one place you need. So Seven Sisters, basically seven states which are joined together in the northeast. And if you ever visit India, you shouldn't ever miss that.
Okay.
Because that's, even though India is different in different states and religion, that one part of our country is completely different. The people are different. Even the vibe, if I can use that slang, that's disappointing. But even the vibe in that part of our country is very, very different. If you look up Seven Sisters in India, and it's a lot like, there are a lot of forests, there are a lot of tribal communities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I don't think there's a state that's joined together like that, which is more heartwarming. Like, that's a dream of mine. If I can travel, I've traveled a lot in our country, but I've never been to the northeastern part of our country.
Yeah.
And that's where I'll go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like those images, there are waterfalls, there are mountains, there's snow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the type of, if I do vacations too, like, I want to be outside. You know, I don't want to be in, I'll go through a museum, sure. But if it's something like seeing palaces or, I have a fascination of cave systems.
Oh, wow.
And I like to hike. So mountainous ranges, where is it? That, I don't even know what that is, but that just looks cool. Little, it's like a bridge maybe made out of just, you know, the trees and the vines. That's gorgeous. That's awesome. When me and my wife's original wedding spot was supposed to be in front of a waterfall in North Carolina in the mountains. That was what it was supposed to be.
Wow.
But, you know, life happens and you gotta go with what you can. You know?
True.
But
the fact that you guys did get married, and
we did. We did. We made it work. And she cried and I cried. You know, it happens. Look at that. Oh, dude.
Cute. Yeah, that's exactly that bridge. Yeah,
that is amazing. That is what do you call it, like nature bridges or something like that?
Yeah, it's naturally built.
That is, look at that, man. That is absolutely badass. That is so cool. But yeah, I feel I could probably visit India 10, 20 times and only scratch the surface of what it has to offer, man. So it's in the books. It's hopefully going to happen at some point in my life. Fingers crossed on that. But man, Aswin, I've enjoyed this. This has been great. I've loved talking to you. I love anytime I talk to somebody from India. I learn something new every single time, see new stuff. So this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Again, I would love to stay in contact with you even after this.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
So you have the floor. If you want to, you can promote anything you got. Obviously, promote your podcast, promote anything else you may have going on, you know, mention where people can find you, anything like that. Floor is yours, sir.
I before that, can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course. This?
So before you got into liking history and had the fascination of history as such, What was that spark that just ticked you off and figured, oh, I want to do this? I love history and I want to figure out what traditions and cultures of other countries. What was that tick in your life?
I've spoken about this before. If I have to narrow it down, it was when I was younger. You know, we have History Channel and Discovery Channel. And I remember watching a 2-hour special on ancient China, ancient Chinese history.
Oh.
And the inventions, you know, Chinese invented, they invented essentially a machine gun. They invented the repeating crossbow. They invented paper, you know, black powder. They invented black powder.
Right.
They invented so much that we take for granted today. And that's the earliest thing that I can recall that made me go, whoa, you know, that. Wow. And I think from there, it's just grown. So probably that 2-hour special. Back however long ago it was on History Channel, I believe, about ancient Chinese culture is what got me started, I would say.
These are the tales I love to hear, like the fact to how people got into that field. It's just so heartwarming, Right, so if you want to follow us, so we talk about podcasts, we talk about politics, science, technology, we talk about mental health. There's also a cricket episode that's every week. It's called Just Pathe Again. BABATEIN. We are also there on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. But yeah, our podcast is then every mainstream podcast platform. That's Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. So yeah, that's about it really.
And it's just
thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for calling me. Because I wouldn't have done this even 5 minutes before this podcast. I don't know why I was so nervous, but I enjoyed this, man. I don't know. I just didn't know why.
Is it because I'm American?
No. I swear not. Because we have had American guests on our podcast too.
Yeah.
It's just, I didn't know if I would fit in, if I would say the right things, if I was good enough for the episode. Yeah, so stuff like that.
No, it was great. I've loved this. I've loved this.
Thank you.
Your podcast game is Just Pathe.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. You're the first American who's pronounced it right. Oh, great.
All right. So, everybody, listen. Check out Ashwin and his friend at Just Pathe, the podcast. Even if you don't want or know anything about India, check them out. I'm sure you'll learn something new every day, especially if you're a big fan of cricket over there. Cricket's huge. If you're curious about cricket or anything India related, check them out. And yeah, Ashwin, once again, thank you a lot. And you have yourself a great day over there.
Thank you so much, man. Take care.
You too.